If you have a question for Dave and Tom to address in a future Contending for the Faith, stay tuned. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You were listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we take up our excursion through the Gospel of Matthew. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to pick up with verse 11. We read it last week, but let's go over it again, Dave. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. And, of course, this is John the Baptist speaking. But he that cometh after me, referring to Jesus, is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Well, Tom, that's a controversial verse. Of course, what does the fire mean? Mm-hmm. Well, I think you would get a hint of it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Every man's works will be tried by fire. You get a hint of it in Revelation chapter 1, where you see Jesus. This is not some cozy Jesus that you crawl up and sit on his lap like some of the people who have you visualize Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, his eyes are like a flame of fire. His eyes look right through you. Okay, this is the fire of God's justice, of God's truth. You can't escape it, but we need that to purify us and to bring us to repentance. So I think that's what the fire is. He's not going to drop you in some fire.
Mm-hmm.
But he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, I know nothing about Greek, but in Greek, the prepositions are a little bit difficult. Does it mean with, or in, or by? Well, the King James, they translated it with the Holy Ghost, and with fire. Now, I'm going to just point out some comparisons here, and I'm going to leave it up to our listeners to come to their own conclusion. I'm not going to try to force my ideas, but they may find this rather interesting. This is mentioned in all four Gospels.
Dave, even in the Gospel of John, John says that the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, so who's baptizing with the Holy Ghost? Well, it's Jesus. And baptized into, or however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesus is the baptizer, and the Holy Spirit is the one into whom we're being baptized. Okay? Now, Tom, as I mentioned, the prepositions are kind of difficult in Greek.
Dave, can I say something first?
Yeah.
You always say, I know nothing about Greek. Now, some people, I know that you do know something about Greek, but you wouldn't call yourself an expert, but you have the ability to check the experts out and see if what they're saying makes sense.
Well, I can go to my concordance.
Right. Yeah. But my point is that people say, well, he doesn't know anything about Greek. Why is he even going there and so on? No, it's just the way you talk. Okay. Just for the sake of our listeners and viewers.
Okay. So now, the Bible makes it is written in such a way that you couldn't make a mistake about this Greek preposition. Is it in, or is it by, or is it with? Well, because not only does it say the same thing in every gospel, it says, let me read it from Matthew again where we are. I indeed baptize you with water. So John is the baptizer, and you're being baptized into water. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you. Oh, now, not John the baptizer, but Jesus is going to baptize. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. We dealt with the fire, but just take that. So apparently, somehow, you're going to be immersed into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, all right? Now, this is the way. It precisely says it that way in every gospel. Okay, now we're showing how this carries through into the book of Acts. It's precise. Chapter 1, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, this is Jesus after his resurrection, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water. Now, being very precise, John was the one who baptized into water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from hence. So now, as John baptized you into water, someone, you're going to be baptized into the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit will be like the water. It's amazing how it is always said that way. Okay, let's go down to... Sorry, I didn't look these things up. Let's go down to... In Acts 10, we have Peter, who is led of the Holy Spirit, to go into the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. You're not supposed to do that as a Jew, so they thought. But Jesus had said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay? The disciples couldn't understand that. So anyway, as he spake the word unto them, well, let's read it here. Verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Well, it sounds kind of like this. The Holy Spirit is the one that in which they are being immersed. And they of the circumcision which believe were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God and so forth. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as we have? He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Now you go to chapter 11. He comes back to Jerusalem, and the apostles and elders are just all over Peter. You went into the home of the Gentiles. How could you do that? The Lord had told them that they should, but Peter had pretty strong reason for it. But God had to let a sheet down, you know, the whole story of unclean animals. And he says, he relates what we just read in chapter 10, what happened in Cornelius' household. Then, verse 16, chapter 11, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, baptized you into water, but ye shall be baptized with into the Holy Ghost. In other words, the same, it's like being baptized into water is being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, then if we go to 1 Corinthians 12, now he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit. Verse 4, diversities of gifts, same Spirit. Diversities of operation, same God. Manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. So there's going to be a manifestation of the Spirit. And then he goes on and says, verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Now we had it all through John. We had it all through the four Gospels made very, very clear. I indeed baptize you in water. Someone's coming along, he's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus repeats it in Acts 1. And then Peter says it. Well, we remembered what Jesus had said. As John baptized in water, you'll be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's what this is. Then 1 Corinthians 12:13. I can't think it's the same thing. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. This is not Christ baptizing us into the Spirit, but this is the Spirit baptizing us into the body of Christ. And that certainly happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. I believe it happens the moment they're saved. Now, is there something else? Jesus baptizing us into the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm not going to try to tell anyone what I believe. but I will leave it up, as I said last week. I've showed you the differences. I showed you how precise it is stated. I've showed you the difference. This is the Holy Spirit baptizing into the body in 1 Corinthians 12. Is that really Christ baptizing everyone into the Holy Spirit? Well, we'll let everyone come to their own conclusion, and we'll move on next week.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. We offer a wide variety of teaching materials that will help you expand your knowledge of God's Word, from books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.theBereanCall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 2108. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcasts at our website. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, Seeking and Finding God, and Is Tolerance Today's Supreme Virtue? In Religion in the News, Santeria Growing in Catholic Venezuela. We'll take a look at that story and address the question, will the rapture be pre-trib? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. Until then, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.TheBereanCall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.